The story begins with the visit of Saint Narad one morning to the sage Valmiki's ashram. After the usual welcome, Valmiki asked him, "O all-knowing Narad, tell me, who among the heroes of this world is the highest in virtue and wisdom?" Knowing through his supernatural power why Valmiki put this question, Narad answered, "Lord Ram is the hero that you ask for. Born in the Solar Dynasty, he is at present ruling in Ayodhya." Sage Narad then briefly narrated to Valmiki the story of Ram. So impressed was Valmiki when he heard Ram's story that even long after Narad had left, his mind was pondering it as he went to the river Tamasa for his morning bath. As he was walking along the riverbank, he saw in a nearby tree two loving Krauncha birds sporting and singing in their joy of life and love. Suddenly, the male bird fell down, hit by a hunter's arrow. The female bird, seeing her lover rolling on the ground, lamented in piteous fashion. Observing this, Valmiki burst into a curse. "O hunter, as you have killed one of these love-intoxicated birds, you will wander homeless all your long years." But in a moment, the sage recovered himself and was wondering why he lost himself in anger. "What right had I to curse the hunter? Why was I deceived by emotion?" Recalling the words of his curse, the rishi marveled at the rhythm of the words. He discovered that his pity had taken shape in a beautiful verse. He thought that all this was part of the mysterious lila or play of God and went into meditation. To Valmiki in meditation appeared the four-faced Brahma, and he said, "Be not afraid. These things happened to start you on the story of Ram. From sorrow sprang verse, and in this meter and rhythm, the story should be told. I shall give you the vision to see all that happened, yes, even how the characters thought and looked, as clearly as one sees a thing lying on the palm of one's hand. And you shall sing it with my blessings for the benefit of the world."